Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Thrilled to have Stuart Rosenthal, Mr. Beacon himself. Everything you need to know about getting older, 50 and up, go to thebeaconnewspapers.org. Excuse me.
.com.
.com, rather. thebeaconnewspapers.com to read your updated information on The Beacon. And if you're not sure where to pick up a free copy, you can also call them. They provide that service, and you can call them anytime during the business day at 301-949-9766, I believe.
That's correct.
I think after five years of doing this, I finally get that right. You can find it at all the continuing retirement communities in Virginia and Maryland and D.C. You've got a really good—
Public library,
right. So, and you'll see a nice article for the Eric Stewart Group inside there if you want to see what I look like. Okay. All right. So what do we
You have got? A face not just for radio, but
thank you. Okay.
TV.
Well, maybe one day.
Someday.
What do you have for us this week?
We are talking about some financial issues. And because it's the beginning of the year, we thought it'd be a good idea to really do a series of articles on the question of estate planning records. Mm-hmm. Everybody has records. Everybody knows that it's important that these be available to the family members should there ever be a need. That's why you have them. And yet, isn't it true that all of us just have them all over the place, or they're in different places, or they're hidden away, and no one really knows where they are? And
right.
What's the point? You know,
right.
I mean, it really is outrageous. Yeah. So we have one article by our columnist, Elliot Rafelson, who talks about, it's a guide to organizing your estate records. What do you need? What's important? And that includes, like, all of your employment records, including all benefits that you and your beneficiaries are entitled to, your health care directives, your living will, your durable power of attorney for health care, so that if you're incapacitated, people will be able to make health care decisions for you and know what you want, what's important to you. That's what the living will is for. Your durable power of attorney for finances, so they can handle your financial issues and pay bills and things if you're incapacitated. If you want to be an organ donor, that you have your organ card, donor card available. If you want to be buried or cremated, that your family knows what your preferences are and how you want your funeral service to be taken care of, if that's such an issue for you, if it's a concern. Wills and trusts, if you have those, you know, what are the key estate planning documents, who drafted them in case there are any questions, that kind of thing. Your insurance, your retirement plans and pensions, there's so many things. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on top of all of that, your passwords, your access keys, your PINs, all the things that people need to have in order to get access to this data. How is someone going to know that? That's the kind of thing you keep right to your close to your vest.
Agreed.
Right?
So what do you do?
Well, our second article says there are several websites out there, some of them even free, that enable you to organize all these things. Some of them, usually with a modest charge, will enable you to actually upload your wills and your documents and your healthcare powers and such. And then you can control, they're encrypted, and you can say only the following people have the rights to access these, and only upon my death or incapacitation or whatever. You can limit it any way you want.
I love this idea.
And then all you have to do is tell your relative or your executor, this is the website you go to if something should happen to me. And it's all right there. Including your passwords and your code, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's a safe way to do it. It's a valuable way to do it, and it sort of solves all the problems. We talk about several different ones. And for those who are concerned about putting anything sensitive online, and I understand that because, you know, you think it's encrypted, you think it's safe, and we all know things are hacked every day. So if you really don't want to put those touchy things online, all you have to do is put online where they can find them in your house or wherever.
Okay.
So, I mean, they would still have to break into your house to, you know, find them if they weren't a member of the family who had the key to the door or whatever. So, I mean, there are things you can do, and I think
the key of what you just said is encrypted, because the fear that all of us have now about going online or using online things is the hacking that we hear about that happens. And so oftentimes that's people accessing your account information by hacking an overall master account for a department store, that kind of thing.
Millions of names, perhaps.
This is a very different situation. This is an individual account for you specifically, encrypted completely to you, and you are the only one who can access it. Not even the company that you have opened the account with can open it. So that makes it very different for you. So read about it in the Beacon newspaper, You also want to beware hidden dangers in bond funds, and there's a good article about that.
Thank you. Right. It's nothing we don't have time to talk about, but yes, there are other things.
More to come every week here on the Eric Stewart Show. Thanks again, Stewart.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, those of you thinking of selling this coming spring, please join me this coming Wednesday, the 20th, for a webinar called Learn How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar. This is our premier webinar, which means if you're on the computer, if you got a computer logged into the internet, I'll give you an access code. You'll be able to join me. I'll go page by page. You won't have to do anything other than just watch and listen. You can ask questions as we go through. We encourage that. The webinar is geared to helping you understand when's the best time to sell your house, tips on sorting through your possessions. If you don't know how to get rid of stuff very well, or really not sure how to even ask yourself, do I really want this? Will I need this in the future kind of questions? We'll walk you through that. What home improvements provide the best rate of return? In the Market Ready Guide, the free guide you can download at our website, you can find out there, you know, that putting new windows into your house before you sell your house will not make you money. Changing your kitchen over before you put your house on the market will not make you money. And I mean make you money because you're not going to get 100% back on your kitchen. Okay, you get less. That's statistically the way that it is. If you redo your whole bathroom, you put $15,000 into your bathroom, you statistically will not get all that money back unless it is the sore spot on the inside of the house. So we'll discuss that. You may have questions on condition issues at your property, strategies on pricing your home, when to go on the market, how to attract the most buyers, and so much more. There's going to be a question and answer period right at the end. You can ask your most pressing questions then. Register for the webinar by going to ericstewartgroup.com. Right below the video on our webpage, right below the video at the top of the page, you'll see register for the webinar. There are two. There's one on Wednesday, again, this coming Wednesday, between 11:30 and 12:30. You don't even have to leave your house. Weather can be cold and miserable. You can cuddle up by the fire, log into your computer, and I'll give you a great webinar, and we'll have a good time together. Then on Sunday, the 24th, 1 week from today, between 8 and 9 a.m., immediately following the show next week, I will also do a webinar on how to sell your house for top dollar. This is the time. Right now is the time for you to contact us if you're thinking about getting ready to sell. If you want to sell in the spring, you don't wait for the webinar. If you can't get onto the web, you don't have the web, do not worry. Please just call us, and either myself or one of my group will come and meet with you. We'll go over the webinar with you and explain why the best time is now, and even walk you through your house. We'll discuss what improvements will make you money. We're firm believers to put a dollar in where we can get $2 back, otherwise not put the money in, right? It does. It's what makes sense. And maybe you're 4 or 5 years off. You'd like to get ideas on how to get ready. Please join us at the webinar. Please, it doesn't really matter when you're thinking of selling. If you're a real estate agent, you're listening to the show and you think, I'd love to be a part of that, but I'd be kind of, you know, I wouldn't want to, you know, do that. I'm afraid maybe Eric would be worried or whatever. No, please do. Come join me. This is for everybody. This is consumer-oriented information. I want everyone to be a part of the webinar. My goal is to educate, help people understand, and that goes for everybody. So we are an open door, open book policy here at the Eric Stewart Group. We're so happy to be on the air here on WMAL. 12 years running. 2016, I started in 2004, and I've seen the ups and downs of the business over 28 years. We sold 150 houses last year. I'll give you all of what you need to know on the webinars. Again, Wednesday the 20th, 11:30 to 12:30, so lunchtime, or Sunday the 24th, 8 to 9 a.m. We'll look forward to it. Also, download our free guides, the Market Ready Guide, which will give you some of what we discussed, the Right Sizing Guide, which will give you some of what we discussed. They can be downloaded for free. The Preferred Vendor Guide. I'm going to talk a little bit later in the show today about wet basements specifically, and what constitutes a wet basement, and what happens, and why basements get wet, and what do you do? How do you resolve that? Well, in the Preferred Vendor Guide, I give you the people that we've worked with their license numbers, and I encourage you to reach out to that. If you can't find who you're looking for, reach back to us and say, hey, what I really need is an attorney who specializes in X, and you know what? We will research it for you and help you. Yep. I had a couple out of Manassas whose son and daughter were experiencing issues on their property, and they needed some assistance, and we researched three different companies to help them remediate a challenge that they were facing. And, they were just completely shocked. Why? Because we got right back to them and too, because we gave them what they were looking for. So that's what we're about. EricStewartGroup.com for more information. And if you're about right-sizing, I want to encourage you to come out to a seminar I'll be doing at Knollwood. And that comes up here on the 28th. So it's just a couple weeks from now. I'll be there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon giving a seminar on right-sizing. How do I go through the process? How do you approach the process of getting rid of your stuff? You get a dinner and a tour at Knollwood. It's a military retirement community in Northwest Washington, D.C. Been around for about 50 years now, and a wonderful team there. Debbie Schrag, great lady to work with, will be there. So you can RSVP. Shoot me an email at eric@ericstewartgroup.com if you want to register for it, or go to armydistaff.org to see their website, and you can contact Debbie there. All right. Well, got to take another break, and we'll be right back with water problems and what do you do right after this.